Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but you know what? That just kind of fits perfectly with our morning of, we don't have to have it all together, and it don't have to all be okay. Amen?
Amen.
All right. This morning's scripture that we're going to focus on, and this is our first step. This is kind of how you get into Celebrate Recovery. I just wanted to talk about that first journey with you guys this morning. This says Jeremiah 6:14. It's out of the Living Bible. You can't heal a wound by saying it's not there. Yet the priests and prophets give assurances of peace when all is war. This amazing journey in Celebrate Recovery, many don't understand it. But what we have to do is we admit that we're powerless. How many of you guys, I'm going to ask one question this morning. Am I wearing a mask of denial in any area of my life? This question isn't just for a few people, but it's for everyone. Let's look at it. Are we wearing a mask of denial about anything? Before we can make any progress in our relationship with the Lord in healing this hurt or this hang-up, we need to face our denial. As soon as we remove it, that's when true healing begins. It doesn't matter whether you're new into the program or you've been a Christian for 50 years. Denial can rear its ugly head and return at any time. We may trade an issue or a hurt or a resentment for something else. We may trade a drug addiction for a food addiction. We may trade an old unhealthy relationship for just another unhealthy relationship or unhealthy friendship. Denial is serious. We can't heal from these things if we pretend that it's not there. Denial disables our feelings, and it isolates us from God and alienates us from others. The really neat first step to Celebrate Recovery, we go through 26 lessons within a year. That first step is denial, and it helps us to step out and to realize that maybe life isn't perfect, and it doesn't have to be, and that's okay. We can embrace the glorious mess that we are, amen? Because if you're walking, if you're breathing, if your heart is beating, there is sin, there is imperfection, there is hurt in your life. Everything is not always Facebook or social media perfect, right? There are times when we have things we have to deal with, and a huge part of healing that has to occur, and a huge issue that we really do focus on in Celebrate Recovery is loss and grief and unforgiveness. So many of us in the last year have lost loved ones. And it's just figuring out how to move on, how to carry on, how to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. Only 1/3 of the people who have ever gone through Celebrate Recovery or attended have ever had any kind of substance abuse or addiction of any type. The other 2/3 of people are just God's people that know that their life is unmanageable without Jesus. Amen? And that we all have a resentment, or we all have this thing in our life, this hurt, or we all have some guilt for something, or we all have relationship issues with our families. Amen? We just got through the holidays. Nobody's perfect. No one family is perfect. And that's what this program allows us to be real and not be perfect. For so many years, I worked in churches or I led Sunday school, and I didn't want the world to know my business. I didn't feel like it was anybody else's business what was going on behind closed doors when it came to not being able to have a child, or my marriage being beyond not perfect, or the fact that all of these fertility treatments and surgeries, I had medicine in my purse that I continuously took because it made me be able to deal with those issues in life a little better. It made me to be able to go to church on Sunday morning and plaster on that big smile that everything was okay and make sure that, you know, that we coordinated and looked great and smiled and said and did the right things. But I was in denial of not only my issues, but in the fact that it didn't have to be that way in general. And this program has helped me to be able to stand up here and say, I'm an absolute mess. I am perfectly imperfect. My name is Emily. I celebrate recovery from drug addiction, but I do continue to struggle with my own self-worth and pride sometimes. Hey, guys. We introduce ourselves that way and celebrate recovery because I'm not defined by my issues. I'm not defined by those old things that held me down or held me back. I'm defined by the fact that I am a daughter of the one true higher power, Jesus Christ. I struggle with those things because I'm human, but it's cool because I know who my dad is. I'm going to have some friends come up and share a